National Broadcasting Company now presents Just Plain Bill, the story of a man who might be living right next door to you. The real life story of people just like people we all know. Today, America urgently needs thousands of engineers for industry and defense. It's a field that offers interesting work and unlimited opportunities. And if America is to remain strong in defense, we must maintain our scientific and engineering leadership. Parents and young people themselves should learn the facts about this profession. Write to Box 40, Midtown Station, New York 18, New York, for the newly issued booklet, Engineering, a Creative Profession. This booklet is free and supplies valuable information to young people who are considering engineering as a career. And now, Just Plain Bill. Bill Davidson is on his way to the town of Harding, Texas, spurred on by the terrible conviction that his daughter Nancy's life is in danger. For in Harding, he hopes to find some proof that Arlene Wilton, the lovely actress who has come back to Hartville, is a murderess at heart, intent not only on destroying Nancy's marriage to Kerry Donovan, but of killing Nancy by giving her cobra poison. And as a plane carries Bill to his destination, he gazes out at the star-filled night, reflecting sadly.
When the world around us is so beautiful, so filled with wonder and mystery, how can people like Arlene Wilton want to hurt and destroy? But she does. And unless I find a way to put a stop to it, she'll kill my daughter Nancy. All because she wants Nancy's husband, Kerry. Well, I could pity her in her sickness if she wasn't so dangerous. She's like that cobra whose poison she uses on people. Yet how can I prove she uses it? How can I ever prove it? Well, maybe the town of Harding, Texas holds the answer. At least Arlene and her manager, Wally Cregan, deny they've ever been in Harding. And I want to know why.
Now, back in Hartville, as the little town goes to sleep, we find two figures walking slowly down one of the dark streets, stealthily approaching the silent house where Bill's daughter Nancy is alone. And Arlene Wilton says in a low voice to Wally Cregan,
"There's a light still burning in Nancy's bedroom, Wally. She must be sitting up reading."
"She won't answer the doorbell, Arlene."
"Of course she will. You forget, Wally, this is a peaceful little town. No one expects a murderer to step out of the night."
"Arlene."
"She'll answer the bell and she'll ask me in. She may even be glad to see me. She must find it pretty lonesome with her father away and Kerry still in New York on business."
"But it's so late. That may make her suspicious."
"No. No, sweet little Nancy is a trusting soul. Her father has taught her to believe the best of everyone." "It's really funny, isn't it? Bill Davidson is smart enough to realize now that I'm the one who's been trying to kill Nancy. But because he's always preached tolerance and understanding, Nancy won't listen to any accusations against me."
"You have a weird sense of humor, Arlene."
"Oh, come on now, Wally. It is funny. No one will believe anything bad of me. Not Nancy, nor Kerry, nor Peter Dicampton, whom I'm going to marry."
"But Bill believes it. So does Carrie's secretary, Lois Evans. So does Peter's housekeeper, Mrs. McTavish."
"And what do they matter?"
"Anyone who's your enemy matters, Arlene. When are you going to learn that?"
"I'm not afraid of enemies. No one can touch me. I had plenty of enemies in Harding, Texas, Wally. And
it nearly finished you. Have you forgotten that?"
"I prefer to remember that my enemies couldn't touch me, and they can't touch me now."
"Yeah, that's the trouble. You think you're untouchable. You can marry a man like Peter Dicampton so you can use his money to make you a star on Broadway. You can take Kerry Donovan away from his wife. You can even kill Nancy, and nothing will touch you."
"Will you stop that, Wally? The trouble is you've been demoralized by your stupid fear of Bill Davidson. You still believe that at this moment he's on his way to Harding, Texas."
"No, I don't really believe that anymore. I'm convinced now that he's just gone off on a vacation."
"Then what are you afraid of?"
"You, Wally. You. A beautiful woman. So beautiful and so disarming. Who can calmly walk into a house and murder another woman.
But no one will catch me at it.
You don't even know what I mean, do you?
Listen, Wally. If you're setting yourself up above me, let me remind you, you were in trouble too, just by helping me.
And sometimes I wish I hadn't. I sometimes wish you were out of my life.
I sometimes wish that about you too, my friend.
Look, if you think you can threaten me...
I'm not threatening you, Wally. I'm simply saying that you have nothing to be afraid of. Only Nancy Donovan has anything to be afraid of. I know Kerry well enough to know he's an honorable man. He may be attracted to me. He may even fall in love with me. But he'll never do anything about it as long as Nancy is around.
Arlene, don't.
Don't what?
Don't put on that ring.
Are you joking? You know this ring is necessary to the job. This innocent little ring that holds the poison and punctures the flesh just like a snake bite.
No, no.
Get out of my way, Wally. I've had enough of you and your panic. And you're to stay right here, out of sight in the shadows, while I go up the front walk and ring the bell. I tell you, Nancy will be delighted to see me. She'll open the door and invite me in. She'll even hold out her hand. And that will be the end.
And you'll enjoy every minute of it.
Yes, I'll enjoy every minute of it. Why shouldn't I? That girl stands between me and Kerry. Of course I'll enjoy breaking down the last barrier between us.
Doesn't that mean anything, that that barrier is a human being?
No. I've suffered too much at the hands of so-called human beings.
And asked for it every time.
Are you one of my enemies too, Wally?
No, no, Arlene.
All right, then. Stay right here. I shan't be very long.
Arlene, please, let her live.
No. Get out of my way. Thank you. I'll enjoy this. I'll enjoy it very much. I'll enjoy watching Nancy writhing on the floor in agony while her hand and arm swells up from the cobra poison.
Where do you think you're going, Miss Wilton?
Well, Mrs. McTavish.
Yes, Mrs. McTavish. The last person on earth you wanted to see.
What in the world? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here at this hour of the night?
I asked you. You're Peter Dykhampton's housekeeper. Why aren't you there at Peter's house?
Because I had something more important to do here. And I'm beginning to realize it was very important.
What do you mean?
Bill Davidson asked me to stay with Nancy at night while he and her husband, Kerry, were away. Then Nancy called me and told me not to come, that it wasn't necessary. She didn't need me.
But you came anyhow.
Yes, I came anyhow, on the spur of the moment. I had a funny feeling that she might need me, and it looks like she did.
Because of me?
Because of you, Miss Wilton. And I still want to know what you're doing here.
Why, I was just passing by, and I saw the light in Nancy's window. Like yourself, I wanted to make sure she was all right.
I don't believe you.
Mrs. McTavish.
I don't believe you. You had some other reason for ringing Nancy's bell at this hour. What was it? You were going to do her some injury, weren't you?
Mrs. McTavish, I'd be very angry if I weren't so sorry for you. You're a pathetic, jealous old woman who resents the fact that I'm going to marry Peter and take charge of his house.
Because I know you're only marrying him for his money. I know you're in love with Nancy's husband, Kerry.
I've had quite enough of this. Good night.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't get out of it that easily. You're staying right here, and I'm going to call Nancy. We're going to find out what you wanted here at this hour.
In the meantime, many hundreds of miles away, a tired but determined Bill Davidson has entered the lobby of the Harding House, the town of Harding's leading hotel. And he says to the sleepy clerk at the desk,
You have a reservation for me, I believe. My name's Bill Davidson.
Davidson? Davidson. Oh, yeah, sir, right here. A single with bath.
That's right.
Yeah, will you register, please, sir? How long you be staying?
Well, I don't quite know. I just got in on the plane, and I'm not sure.
You're from Hartville?
Yes. You know Hartville?
No. I've never been there.
Well, do you know someone from there? You spoke just now as though you were familiar with it.
No, I don't exactly know anyone from there either. But you've come a long way, haven't you, Mr. Davidson?
Yes, I have. A long, long way. Say, are you sure you didn't know anybody connected with Arlene Wilton's touring company?
What?
I say, I thought you might have known someone connected with Arlene Wilton's touring company.
Well,
I know her show played here before she came to Hartville. And the chances are you heard she was going on to Hartville.
Why, yes, that's it. I completely forgot. That's where I heard the name of Hartville.
I figured that might be it. Was Arlene a success here?
Success in what way? Her company wasn't, no. She didn't play to any business at all.
But she was successful in other ways. That's what you imply.
I didn't imply anything. I didn't really know Miss Wilton.
But didn't she stay here at this hotel?
Yes, she did.
With her manager, Wally Cregan?
Yes.
Well, then you must have formed some kind of opinion of her.
Mr. Davidson, I don't know why you're asking these questions. I don't know what you're after. But I do know this much. I don't intend to discuss Arlene Wilton, and you won't find anyone else in this town who will either.
Arlene Wilton's attempt on the life of Bill's daughter Nancy has been temporarily thwarted by little Mrs. McTavish, while at the same time, Bill Davidson in far-off Texas has met with a blank wall in his efforts to find out about Arlene's past. And tomorrow, we will hear him say to the hotel clerk in Harding, Texas,
"But why don't you want to talk about Arlene Wilton? Was there something strange about her that you... well, you're unwilling to talk about her?"
"No, I just don't have anything to say, Mr. Davidson."
"On the contrary, I think you have a great deal to say. In fact, the way I figure it, a lot of people here in Harding have plenty to tell me about Arlene Wilton, and I'm staying here until they do."
Be sure to listen to Just Plain Bill at this same time tomorrow. Now's the time to check that portable of yours. Make sure it's in good working order. And why not take a look at some of the sparkling new 55 models, too? With a portable by your side, you're assured of happy summer weekending, especially if it's tuned to this NBC station for Monitor. Monitor, NBC's big new radio service that keeps you in touch with the world all weekend. Monitor is as near to you as this radio from early Saturday morning to late Sunday night to bring you the very finest in entertainment. Yes, Monitor fills your idle hours and busy hours with music, information, and exciting exclusive features from every part of the globe with direct pickups. Make this weekend and every weekend from now on a very special one of fun, travel, and excitement as NBC's Monitor takes you everywhere. Today's episode of Just Plain Bill was brought to you by the National Broadcasting Company. Your announcer is Don Pardo. Be sure to listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at this same time tomorrow.
Listen to The Right to Happiness weekdays over most NBC radio stations.